This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Friday, the 23rd of February.
Jussie boy, we know that the CEO of Woolworths, Brad Banducci, stepped down on Tuesday after 8 years in the role.
Yes.
And while he claims it was just the end of an era, it came at an eerily close time to the botched ABC interview.
Yes.
And Jussie boy, after Alan Joyce from Qantas and KBR from Optus, we are really in the CEO step down era.
That's true. B-man, in the words of one-hit wonder star Rebecca Black, it is Friday, and in the words of Flux, that means another week of our world-famous quick sticks. Flux fam, we'll be dropping a business and money quiz at a random time today.
Yes.
And if you're the first to answer three questions correctly, you win $50. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. So make sure to turn your notifications on and download the Flux app.
Three spine-tinglingly good stories today, Justin.
Let's do it.
For our first, Qantas has announced a 13% drop in half-year profits, but some are seeing this as a positive sign.
Qantas is finally getting humbled after ramping up prices for years. So tell me more on this one.
Well, we know Qantas has faced a lot of criticism post-pandemic.
It was obviously charging exorbitant ticket prices to customers,
selling tickets to flights that were already cancelled,
and still reporting massive profits,
which led to ex-CEO Alan Joyce stepping down last September and being replaced with new CEO Vanessa Hudson.
Not to be confused with Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical, of course.
Now, Qantas has just reported its latest half-year profits, Jussie boy, of $1.25 billion. Which is actually a 13% decrease from last year.
Shocked.
And appalled.
And appalled.
They said their airfare prices have dropped and capacity has come back to normal. And not only that, but they've been listening to customers supposedly and improving customer service.
Now, B-man, for the most part, this drop in profit isn't much of a worry for Qantas because it's still sitting on a mountain of cash.
Funnily enough, though, while its share price dropped 6%, its CEO has managed to kind of turn this news into a feel-good story.
So what is the key learning here?
When a company has developed a reputation for price gouging, a decrease in profit can actually be a way to improve customer relations.
Now, B-man, we spoke about price gouging before. That's where companies charge higher than reasonable prices for their own benefit.
We've seen Coles in hot water, Woolies, yes, you're in hot water, and even the banks as well.
And we most certainly saw this play out at Qantas when they reported a $2.47 billion annual profit last year. So while Qantas's latest financial results indicate negative growth, this loss is seen as one that Qantas needs to win back the trust of customers.
For our second story, Nine Entertainment has seen its profit drop by more than 40% for the first half of FY24 after a markedly weaker ad market.
Love how Nine's trying to pull some positives out of this one, B-man. So tell me more.
So Nine Entertainment is the media giant that owns Channel 9, Australian Financial Review, Sydney Morning Herald, The Age.
And of course, the streaming service Stan, or
and
Stanley.
Stan, Jussie boy, Nine predominantly earns its revenue in two ways. What are they?
The subscriptions that readers pay for some of its publications like the AFR.
Number two, ads, ads, and more ads.
Yep, those banner ads on articles, those pop-up ads, those TV commercials.
And Jussie boy, Nine subscriber numbers for its publications and streaming increased by 8%.
But its ad revenue got slammed harder than its TV show Rush,
which by my calculations here, carry the one, was on the screens for about 4 seconds.
Yep, Nine's ad revenue was down 17% compared to the same time last year.
All in all, net profit dropped by 40%.
And B-man, I must say, it's clear that Nine has seen the writing on the wall for the ad market.
And that's why it's trumpeting its subscription business as a sign of success.
So what is the key learning here?
The writing might be on the wall for media companies. It's adapt to a subscription or risk disappearing.
Now, B-man, we know that many of these media businesses previously relied on their ads to fund their business model.
But ad revenue fluctuates with market conditions, like right now when many companies are withholding ad dollars.
So media companies need to focus on a revenue stream that's more steady and more reliable.
Good afternoon, subscriptions.
And while this isn't a new concept for media publications like the New York Times, it's now becoming a key part of Nine's investor relations story.
Nine's subscription and licensing revenue has become more than 30% of the group's revenue if you exclude domain.
So although its profit got slammed, and so did its share price, it's hoping that investors will believe in its subscription story for the future.
For our third and final story, Nvidia, the hottest chip maker in the world, has smashed its lofty expectation in the January quarter, and its share price has gone berserkeroonies.
Officially the sixth largest company in the world right now, an unstoppable train potentially, so tell me more.
Well, Flux fam, it may seem like Nvidia is a new company that just strutted onto the tech scene, but really it is not new.
No, it's not. It's been around since 1993 when it started to develop 3D graphic chips for games.
But Jussie boy, there is a reason why Nvidia has become such a hot name recently, and it's all thanks to AI.
Artificial intelligence. Since ChatGPT hit the scene in November 2023, the possibilities of AI have become limitless. tablets.
And guess who produces the specialized AI chips for AI tools? Mm-hmm. Yep, you guessed it, NVIDIA.
And as a result, Wall Street investors have come to expect enormous growth from NVIDIA.
In fact, analysts expected a 240% increase in its revenue, which I would say is not so small.
But it went even better than that because its revenue increased 265% from just a year ago.
25% difference for those counting at home.
And that's because Microsoft, OpenAI, Amazon, Meta, and Google are all desperate to get their nerdy little hands on these AI chips.
And Jazzy Boy, as a result, NVIDIA's revenue and demand has become a bellwether for overall interest in the AI industry.
So what is the key learning here?
A bellwether stock is a company that is considered a leading indicator of an economic trend. For investors, the earnings for the bellwether can also indicate how hot or not hot the industry is.
Right now, we know there's a race to release new AI products and features.
Think Alibaba, Microsoft, yep. OpenAI, Amazon, Meta, Google.
But it's clear from these earnings that the AI gold rush ain't slowing down anytime soon.
For example, in luxury fashion, LVMH is considered a bellwether for that industry.
When LVMH reported a 10% jump in its fourth quarter earnings, the shares of its rivals Kering and Richemont also jumped. Flux fam, if you want to win $50 today, there is one spot that you need to be, and it's smack bang in the Flux app with your notifications turned on.
$50 Friday is what I would call it. If you're quick and you're smart, $50 heading your way, meow.
Could be the best way to start your weekend.
So download the Flux app, have those notifications turned onwards.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.